For any structure to stand strong, it needs a firm and solid foundation. Same is true for any youth. Their future only holds any potential when they have a connection to goals and confidence, along with an understanding of their heritage, determine who they are. As we progress through the month of February, which is Black History Month, my next guest joins us to explain the importance of these concepts and how he works to bring them to life, considering how they've been treated in some realms of late. Challenge has certainly increased, to say the least. He does know of what he speaks regarding goals, ambition, and overcoming, which he shares in his upcoming book, Giving My All. He's the CEO of KC Scholars, Earl Martin Phelan. How are you today, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you for the story that you're sharing and giving my all, and certainly for the work of KC Scholars, which I think is one of those organizations that, if it does not, should be inspiring other people to follow suit, because you have created the roadmap. KCScholars.org is the website. Find out more, and we'll get to KC Scholars in a bit. We have the link over at our homepage as well. I mentioned, I referenced in the introduction, Earl, that we see so much of Black studies and Black history, ironically, even now in Black History Month, being limited to even being outright banned. And that's, talk about the consequences of when we remove, it's not just the study for non-Black people, but for the Black youth, when you're limiting access to what their heritage and history is all about, that comes with consequences, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does, as you indicated, and as I think everybody recognizes, a tree without roots has trouble standing, and certainly doesn't stand on solid ground. And all of us, whether Irish, whether Italian, whether African American, all of us, whether Korean, we all need to know our history and our great richness. That's not a disservice to anybody to know your history. It actually allows you to have the self-esteem that you've come from greatness, regardless of your cultural background, regardless of your gender, regardless of other things. You come from greatness, and you can achieve greatness. So it builds confidence when you know you have a rich history.
And certainly, too, it's a mutual learning experience. The story of, let's take, for example, most recently, a school in Florida banned a book for youths about Roberto Clemente, the baseball all-star and great humanitarian, oh, by the way, because it featured details about the racism that he was confronted with during his career. Again, that's a mutual learning experience. That's part of all of our history that we have to understand happened, still happens today to a great degree, but by ignoring it, we're also empowering what's out there today in the toxic elements.
Yeah, I think you have to be very careful. You know, in the Jewish tradition, it's, you know, never forget, right? Yes. In many other traditions, it's the same, which is, you know, if you forget history, you're doomed to repeat it. And by looking honestly at where we are great as a nation and looking honestly at areas where we have not been living up to our standards is significant, important, and if you do not do it, as you said, you may be doomed to repeat it. It's a disservice to everybody not to be honest about successes, and it's a disservice to everybody not to be honest about areas where you failed and that you'll work to be better.
I use the word overcoming in the introduction. That's certainly part of your story, which you share in Giving My All, because you were adopted into a very loving Irish Catholic family at the age of two. But that puts you in a neighborhood at a time where, well, you weren't exactly given a neon welcome mat in a lot of cases, were you?
Yeah, I mean, my neighbors were always wonderful, and you know, I was blessed to play a lot of sports and blessed to be part of a big family. But I did grow up in a town outside of Boston called Norwood, Massachusetts, blue-collar suburb. You know, I joke that in my high school, Ingrid Tucker was a senior, I was a junior, and Eric Smoot was a sophomore, and we were the only three black students in the school. And so and there were certainly times where folks used race to try to make me feel bad about myself. And then those were both people that I competed against. Those were sometimes my classmates, and those were sometimes teachers. And so going through that experience, ultimately, I had enough love around me with my family, with my neighbors, with my friends. I had enough people, the vast majority were really encouraging me to be my best self. And so that helped me overcome those negative experiences that I had in my journey.
Talking with Earl Martin Phelan, who is the CEO of KC Scholars. His upcoming book, Giving My All, kcscholars.org is the website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Does your story, and that element of the story as we bridge into the work of KC Scholars, does that just give more evidence that the best way to counter anyone who's trying to put you down, knock you out, whatever the case may be, is to just work harder, do more, and hit a success? That's the best way to silence someone like that.
I think it's certainly one of the ways. I mean, I did pretty well in school, was blessed to go to Yale University and Harvard Law School. So, you know, when folks kind of question my intellectual ability solely based on race, or they question my work ethic, I would kind of argue things turned out pretty okay.
Now, with KC Scholars, opportunity, I mean, the desire is certainly always going to be there, but if the opportunity and the bridge to it isn't always in front of a person, that desire can flame out pretty fast. How does KC Scholars connect with the community and involve a community when you think about it, with the structure of everything, because it is a community engagement and community benefit? But what's the work of KC Scholars as far as empowering that desire to reach for those goals in education?
You know, Mr. Kaufman had the vision 30 years ago to say that economics should not be the reason that you don't go to college and graduate from college. Economics should not be the reason that you don't get a job that allows you to take care of yourself, your family, and your loved ones. And that came to life and is brought to life through KC Scholars. So our 11th graders, one of our core programs, we give out last year 629 college scholarships. They're $50,000 each. And every year we're giving out about $50,000 college scholarships to low and moderate income young people, so that they can't say, I wanted to go to college, I wanted to get my degree, but I couldn't afford it. So that's one way. And then the second way is we received another incredibly generous gift from the Kauffman Foundation that now allows us to work with anybody who's 17 years or older, making less than $45,000. They want to go back and get some essential skills training, so professional skills training like building your resume, resolving workplace conflict, dressing for success. They go through an essential skills workshop, and then they go through an occupational skills workshop in a high-demand field like healthcare, like manufacturing, like construction or IT, and then we connect them with employers who are looking for great talent. And so the goal is that folks come out of our program and will make $45,000 to $85,000 a year and plus benefits. So that's one of those two ways are, you want to go get a degree, we'll help you get a degree and come out nearly debt-free. You want to go and get a better job if you're unemployed or underemployed, we'll help you get the skills and the connections that you need to get a job that allows you to be economically independent.
After reading about and researching KC Scholars, I do hope there are other people who are coming to you asking for guidance and direction on how to do the same in their communities.
It's been wonderful. We just talked to somebody last week in Indianapolis who said, wow, I want to bring this model to Indianapolis to help our children and families. And we're just now starting, you know, the organization has been so humble in terms of being focused on service and being quiet about that service. I joined as the CEO last March, and said, gosh, I think we have to tell the world we have something that is really, really special. When you look nationally and at first-generation, low-income, Black and Latinx students who go to college, there's about an 11% graduation rate. And we're tracking towards a 75% graduation rate. So I said, if you have a cure to cancer, you've got to tell the world. You have a moral obligation to tell the world. So we're starting to hear from more and more communities, and we want to partner with communities who have scholarship funds but maybe aren't having the same level of success. And our success is because a lot of wraparound supports for our young scholars who are going to college and a lot of wraparound supports for our adults who want to get better careers.
Said back in the introduction that something has to be firm and solid to be lasting, and that's certainly the lesson, the message that Earl Martin Phelan and the work of KC Scholars is presenting in a variety of ways. Learn more about KC Scholars at kcscholars.org, and be sure to be on the lookout for Earl's book, Giving My All. You can pre-order it over at Amazon, your favorite online source for your book reading. This is one of those two mandatory adds to your reading list, as we always like to encourage you to read quality, wisdom, knowledge, and truth. Giving My All is going to have all that and more. Earl Martin Phelan, thank you so much for the work you do, the difference you're making. Thank you so much for being here today.
Great to be here, and thank you for the time.